Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I got a good mystery that surely will end up as a Dateline episode involving a billionaire and an untimely fall to his death off a cliff. Hmm. The son of a fashion tycoon worth $5 billion is now being probed as a suspect in his father's, quote, sudden cliff fall death. The son and heir of the billionaire founder of Mango, fashion company, okay, his name is Isaac Andic, is being probed as a suspect in his father's death after his dad plunged from a cliff last year while the pair were out hiking. Andic, the owner of the global fashion empire, died after falling more than 320 feet near Barcelona last December. Authorities at the time had described it as an accident. However, following a 10-month probe, multiple local media outlets are reporting that the case has since shifted to a possible homicide investigation, with his son, age 44, now officially being looked at. Officials zeroed in on him. He, by the way, took the helm of the board of the billionaire's company after his father's death.
How strange.
They zeroed in on him as a potential suspect due to contradictory statements he gave the cops when the tragedy occurred, and apparently the trail they were walking on is not
dangerous,
difficult or dangerous at all. The son was the sole witness. He told police at the time he'd been walking just ahead of his father on this trail, a route that is frequented by families. After hearing stones falling, he said he turned to see his father, quote, suddenly falling off the edge of the path. Mm. Sources familiar say that his version of the events may not align with the forensic evidence at the site.
Yeah, he saw it as he extended his arms.
Right?
Hmm.
Allegedly.
That's right, allegedly.
Uh-huh. His girlfriend was also there.
Well, does she tell the same story?
No, but authorities...
Did she recently have an influx of millions of dollars into her bank account?
The authorities say that the relationship between father and son, quote, was bad at the time.
Well, then if it was bad, why were they going hiking together?
I don't know, Dad. Why don't we go for a hike and clear the air as you fall through
with,
it?
With my girlfriend?
It reminds me of the guy in Hawaii, I think it was. They went on a hike and he tried to claim that she fell off the cliff, and come to find out, he tried to stab her with a needle, hit her over the head with a rock. I mean, all this crazy stuff went on. Honey, let's take a picture next to the edge of the cliff.
This is reason 5,423
that you don't go hiking.
That you don't hike. There's nothing good that comes out of hiking.
Well, you just have to be stronger than the other person you're hiking with.
Yeah.
Or faster.
Yeah, it's fine.
I don't understand the purpose of a hike.
Well, you hate joy all you want to.
Oh, then my other favorite story of the day, Scott.
I just found my 19 89 prom picture on Facebook.
You will be sharing with that me right now so I can share that glorious gem with the... Oh, my gosh!
By the way, the
look at your side eye!
Well, it was sunny that day, and I had just gotten done having some massive plastic surgery on my face.
Very debonair, and your date is absolutely beautiful.
Is this a front yard photo, or is this
the It was taken on the back patio of her parents' home.
Okay. Back patio.
She, by the way, is now the wife of the Leavenworth police chief.
Chief Kitchens. I will tell you this. He looks very, very debonair.
I do look debonair.
And that mullet is glorious.
It is a glorious mullet.
Do you have a
boutonniere? Do I? Let me see.
No, you do not.
And your dad said, excuse me, ma'am, I'm looking for my son.
That is me, 1989.
Send that to me right now, please.
I can't.
He who loves making fun of Dana's 1992 year.
The blood red dress.
Oh, yeah. By the way, Dan, did you see this? I posted that photo, and I said, if your hair was taller, post me your best hair in comments. And I'm telling you, ladies, you came through. It is glorious. People were posting photos, Sam, from between like 1986 and 1992.
Mm-hmm.
And what's funny, not funny, I said, you all are so beautiful and so funny, but all of those photos, that snapshot in time, you really do look like the Let's Look Back photo on a Dateline episode when the popular girl goes missing. She was a popular cheerleader in 1989, never to be seen again after she went on a hike with her boyfriend, right? But people were posting their Aquanet glamour shots. Remember glamour shots?
The Coke can bangs.
Oh my gosh, the Coke can bangs.
I look like I'm too cool for school right now.
Oh, yeah.
Full of myself.
I'm
you
proud
send
of
it
you.
To me?
I'm proud of you, Scott, because you know what? You went through a trauma. Like, you know, we joke and we kid because we love, but that sort of trauma that is legitimately face forward. You cannot, you know, it would be devastating to lose a spleen or have a spinal injury. In your high school years, to suffer an injury the way that you did, survive that injury the way that you did, and then come out stronger because of it, I don't know many people that could do it. You must have had incredible strength and incredible physicians and glory. You know, the women said, I don't care what his face looks like. I want to run my fingers through that hair.
Well, it is a full head of hair.
Oh, Sam, it's
a glorious mullet.
It is a...
The 80s were something, man.
Did you use a metal bowl to cut your bangs?
No.
Those things are straight across.
They're
man.
They're a little tight cropped.
Yeah, I would have preferred them longer.
This was before the Flo-Bee.
Yeah, and her name was Jessica Duffin at the time. She's now Jessica Kitchens, the wife of the Leavenworth police chief. Which is why I don't go to Leavenworth very often.
There's some Aquanet in that hair too.
Don't need to get arrested. Oh my. All right, we got Festivus Friday coming your way. Right after the 5 o'clock news, it is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate, Q39KC.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.